This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On and Happy New Year. So we had a Zoom on New Year's Day. We gathered the gang together. Thank you if you joined in. And if you joined in, this will be a bit of a review. If you didn't join us for the New Year's Day Zoom, this will be new. The event was called Stretch, Breathe, Pray, and yoga teacher Barbara Burns led us in a little stretching, which we won't be doing this time. I asked everybody on the Zoom to wear their colors, red, orange, or yellow, to start the new year with light and color, because these colors can symbolize passion, prosperity, and abundance. And on New Year's Eve, especially in South America and Europe, millions of people wear colored underwear, like red underwear to bring in new love. Yellow underwear brings in money. Orange brings in health and creativity. On New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, people also give gifts of fruits and vegetables that symbolize wealth and health, like little oranges or those little gold lupini beans that look like coins, symbolize prosperity. So throughout time, we humans have devised ways to communicate with a magical, unseen world. And on New Year's Day, people clean their homes for a fresh start or sweep their front porch. My next door neighbor bangs the pots and pans at midnight outside to usher in the new year. But that tradition really came from scaring away bad energy from your house. You'd bang the pots and pans. On New Year's Eve, my husband and I went out to our favorite restaurant really early, and we came home to watch the live stream of a Phish concert. Madison Square Garden was packed. Millions were streaming in from around the world like we were. And I'm just on the couch doing my word games. And I look up from my Wordle and I say to my honey, "Honey, is Trey Anastasio's fly down?" A quick check of Reddit reveals, yes, Trey, the lead person of Phish, his fly is down for the whole first set. Which just goes to show you, even rock stars forget to zip up sometimes. And let that be a reminder for all of us. Don't sweat the small stuff. Let's let go of all the ways and all the times our fly was down, metaphorically speaking, in 2025. That's done. We will begin this new year with our intention of gathering to remember and celebrate the circle of support we have around us. We have a group here who try to live well, and we try to help each other through the mysteries of life. And the more I see this world, the more I am amazed at the universe we have created. The support, the trust, the kindness, the assistance. That's what the Circle of Women on Facebook and the group that meets at Merriandale twice a year is, and all the Let It Shine events throughout the year. Coming up on Valentine's morning, we're going to have another Zoom on self-love. March 6th through 8th, we have our Merriandale retreat, and the theme is reborn. We're going to have an old-fashioned birthday party to reclaim our youth and heal our inner child. That's in March. And we're going to go back to meeting once a month on Zoom, which we did through the pandemic, but things fell off when it started a new job a year ago. But the point is, whether you join us or just tune in to the show or podcast, we've created a community, and it's real. And a note about the new job, it was an extraordinary, challenging year, but it was a joy to use all the skills I learned in building Let It Shine to rebuild two dormant retreat houses. But I also had to use all the coping tools. I started working out with a physical trainer once a week on Zoom. That's Barbara Burns. I went back to the chiropractor every month to combat the time I spent sitting at a desk. I juiced up the nighttime routine of journaling and meditation. And then I joined a boot camp workout with Ellen Forman of Prana Moon Yoga 3 days a week. It's a kind of wonderful torture that increased my joy level. 3 times a week, I get up really early and work out on Zoom with a group of wonderful, wonderful people. It raises the joy level. And that's the number one thing that changed in the past year. When I was on the radio every day for 5 hours a day, I was chattering away at my happiest and brightest. Regardless of any circumstances, I needed to present happy and bright. And that is a magical gift because your chemistry will work for you. When we laugh and smile, our bodies create the chemicals that support well-being. And I got to laugh and smile every day for 5 hours a day. It literally changed me from the inside out. So I went from 5 hours a day of laughter and light on the air into a stone building for 8 to 12 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week, where I literally did not understand how people spoke to each other and the tones they use. But I came to see that a lot of people in the corporate world are scared and posturing. But again, makes me shake my head. I come back to our world, where every time we meet, we have acceptance and kindness and mutual respect. And hooray for us, we found a better way. But the message is, tend to your chemistry. Notice what feeds you and what drains you. If you can't change what drains you, increase what feeds you. What can you do for your chemistry in the new year? More movement, more sunshine, more supplements, more therapy. How about more honesty? Just letting people know how you feel. Yes, being vulnerable is not anything most of us learn to do well, but you live through it. Like Trey with his fly down. It feels embarrassing maybe for a minute, then it's over. So now let's just sit for a minute and breathe and anchor into this moment. Feel the chair underneath you. Feel the air on your skin. Feel the breath coming in and out of your nose. You may also hear my dog snoring as they sit under my feet. Take a few deep breaths and let them out with a sigh. Fill up your lungs and let it go. Here's a fun nervous system relaxer. With your right hand, reach out and hold the thumb of your left hand. If you can, close your eyes and breathe and apply a little pressure on your thumb. This activates your rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system. Now, hold your other thumb. Close your eyes and breathe. Apply a little pressure. This exercise is like a mini weighted blanket for your whole body. It slows you down. So if you ever see me out in the world and I'm holding a thumb, now you know what I'm doing. All right, now that we're centered and relaxed, some food for thought. I caught a eight-second clip of a reel on social media from a guy called Dad Man Walking. And he looked right into the camera, this dad man, and he said, "When you do the work that 99% of people go their entire life without doing, what percentage of people are going to understand you? Keep going." Oh, that one made me pause and smile and then cry a little. Not because I've done all the work. I know I haven't, but the phrase explains why we are sometimes so lonely, even sitting around crowded tables, even with people who've known us the longest. They may know us the least. We give them the face they expect to see, or we act out the role we're expected to play, and we can leave them feeling exhausted and unseen, just like we spent ages with strangers instead of hours with our own gene pool. And no, that was not my particular experience this past holiday season, but I know it was for some. And it can happen with friends, too. You feel lonely because it feels like you're on different pages or in different books or voted for different candidates. But today, we're here to remember that we have an amazing circle around us, and it's real. And the work we do, some of it that most people never do, may result in a very small circle, right? When you do the work that most people never do, your circle may be small, but it's one heck of a circle. So let's celebrate our circle as we do some work to kick off this new year, work that makes us feel less alone and a little stronger on this spinning planet, because what we do matters. Here's a story. My very bubbly 90-year-old aunt went into an assisted living facility recently, and she was shunned at the lunch table by other women. 90 years old. The administrator of the assisted living home says it's like going back to middle school. These women have found their balance in this group, and the newbies have to earn their place. Can you imagine that? My aunt checked herself out and went back to Florida. I love that. So cheers to us who always make space for everyone to feel welcome at this crazy banquet called life. And let's take this love that we have and send it out to the world. You know, I will always say it is a privilege to gather and celebrate like we do. When we think of the millions of people living in poverty, war, and famine, those who live in anguish and dream right now only of survival, let's take a breath and send out a little prayer of love to those who are truly suffering right now. Let's take a minute and pray for peace in the dozens of nations who are at war and for the people in prison. And let's pray for honesty and kindness in our own country. Let's always take a minute and pray for the world. And while we're here, let's take a minute and send love out to our own little world, all the people we love, and all the things we wish for them and for us for this new year. And take a breath. So I've been spending a lot of time in the hot tub at night looking at the stars, and it got me thinking. So here's a reminder. Our Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour while it orbits the sun, while the sun is spinning at 4,000 miles per hour while our entire solar system travels at 45,000 miles per hour, orbiting around the center of the Milky Way, which is a supermassive black hole called Sagittarius A. Our solar system is flying through space around a black hole at 45,000 miles an hour, and we're wearing yellow underwear trying to harness the energy of the universe? I think that's hysterical, but it's also my existence, and maybe yours too. Life is mysterious, and we cannot control the spinning universe, but we can put ourselves in harmony with the direction we want our life to go in, and wearing our colors with intention gives our intentions more energy. And what we feed is going to grow, so feed your passions and enjoy the ride and wear your lucky socks, because there's power in them. I read that January is the most depressing month of the year. Psychiatrists will tell you it's when people feel the most anxious. They've got to pay for all the holiday expenses. The shine of the season wears off fast. And the days are short. Not a lot of sunshine, so our feel-good chemicals are low. January is the Monday morning of the whole year. But we made it here. So let's take a moment to write what we intend for our New Year's. If you have your journal open, write a little message that you have for yourself while I take a sip of water. Okay. And the point is here. If we are on the spinning planet, let's strive to be well. Let's do all the healthy and fun things we can to make our trips around the galaxy as enjoyable as they can be. Let's toast to that. Fill up your cup with something healthy and lift them up. So I read a little about toasting too. You probably know the tradition came from the ancient Greeks and Romans. They would make a gesture with their cup up towards the gods. You remember Zeus, Athena, Mars, Jupiter. One reason they did this was to ward off any possible poison that might be in the drink. Like, here, gods, zap a little magic down in my cup so nobody poisons me tonight. The word toast itself comes from adding spice bread to wine to improve the flavor. So who's going to make the toast was a literal thing. You brown the bread with seasoning and drop it in the 3-buck chuck. We want the gods to be happy with us and not offended by our bad wine. Back then, the gods were everything. Zeus, Athena, Mars, Jupiter. The ancients believed those gods were directly involved in their everyday lives, sending floods and famines. Imagine living your life trying to please a whole gaggle of vengeful gods. Today, when we lift a glass, let's lift it inward to the light that's in each of us, and outward to the light in everybody in our circle. And we can be gentle with ourselves as we make changes for the new year. And we can remember we are not alone. Okay, now serious journal time. Get a pen, get your paper, and here are 7 questions to consider for 2026. This is from Jancy Dunn, a wellness writer for the New York Times. The first question is, looking back on 2025, when did you feel the most joyful and carefree this year? When did you feel the most joyful and carefree? Ah, feels good to even remember, and I'm sorry if it takes you a long time to find those moments. We're going to work on that. What gave you energy in 2025? What gave you energy in 2025? Maybe it was cheering your favorite sports teams or, I don't know, running a marathon or doing any one of your healthy practices. What gave you energy in 2025? All right, what drained your energy in 2025? I hope this list is short, but it's important that we take a look. What drained your energy in 2025? What seemed impossible, but you did it anyway? What seemed impossible, but you did it anyway? What habit, if you did it more consistently, would have a positive effect on your life? What one habit, if you did it more consistently, would have a positive effect on your life? What did you control that was actually outside of your control? One woman on the Zoom said, everything. She tried to control everything. And finally, is there anyone you need to forgive in 2026? Is there anyone you need to forgive? So when did you feel the most joyful and carefree? What gave you energy? What drained your energy? What seemed impossible, but you did it anyway? What habit, if you did it more consistently, would have a positive effect on your life? What did you try to control that was actually outside of your control? And is there anyone you need to forgive in 2026? After this on the Zoom, we got into a really great conversation. One mom talked about sort of losing and finding her purpose again in this year. She said, you know, empty nests are real. And a lot of the women on the Zoom agreed that that's a big shift. You know, whether it's retirement or the kids move out, when you find yourself suddenly by yourself, you can say, why am I here? And this one lovely lady who shared, she did find a new purpose, and she's helping with her spiritual group to do some PR. It was just a very beautiful share, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm going to share with you now some of my answers, and you know them, I bet. I felt most joyful and carefree when I was with my chickens. Yes, 100%. What gave me energy was seeing guests happy at the retreat house. What drained my energy was working too much at the retreat house. What seemed impossible? Every single facet of work seemed impossible on so many levels. Everything seemed impossible, but I did it anyway. What habit would have an effect in my life if I did it more consistently? Definitely the exercise. So I'm going to try to keep up on my boot camps, my morning exercise. What did I try to control that was actually outside of my control? Other people's nastiness. I wanted everyone to be nice. Crazy, I know. Is there anyone I need to forgive in 2026? The answer to that is no. I don't need to forgive anybody. You know, it just takes too much energy to hold a grudge. I like what Taylor Swift says too. She says, you don't even have to forgive. You can remember and move on. Just cut bait, let go, move on. But let's us stay together. We have a new Shine On show every week. Caseysplace.com always has the latest podcast. Our next Zoom is Valentine's morning at 9 a.m. Valentine's morning, just a quickie, just to bring love into the world and into our day. And our thought for the day is a paraphrase from Dead Man Walking. If you do the work most people go their whole life avoiding, how many people are going to understand you? Plenty. If you find your tribe, glad you're here. Shine on.